Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. The Man from Planet X. This is going to be a short one because I need to check and see if my iPhone backup phone records still. I did do a little concert on it and I found out it was kind of whooshing in and out. So I'm going to get right to it on this one. It's called The Man from Planet X. It is from 1951. It has Robert Clark, Margaret Field, Raymond Bond, and many more. It was directed by Edgar Ulmer. And I'm always shocked by movies like this that have so many sets and props and everything. They look like the day the Earth stood still as far as pageantry, but they end up kind of being rated sort of low, like in the fives. Like this one got a 5.7 out of 10, and I don't understand why. It's really good. As good as any Jules Verne type of, story, and they went to great lengths to produce the vocabulary, talking about wireless things. That was kind of neat, you know, just to think that they used the term wireless back then. But yeah, 1951, so this is going way, way back. I usually look at the 60s ones, or at least lately I have been. So this one's like, you know, 20 years before 69. And just has a sweet girl in it, and she's got a crush on the main scientist, and her father is does all these studies, and he did studies with her, you know, love interest, and it just got a nice little story, little American story, and you do see her sort of pining over him at the end, which I thought was a little much, but you know, that's what women did back then. They pined over men. I haven't had too many pine over me, but, you know, it's sweet. It's a sweet story. And, yeah, I don't really have a whole lot more to say. There's space travel. The story is these aliens are coming real close to our orbit because their planet is turning to ice. So they're throwing some spaceships down and they're landing in the desert, and everyone's trying to figure out what's happening with them, and they start taking over people's minds. But then the aliens look pretty cool. And yeah, so if that sounds like something you're interested, I'd say go see it. But other than that, it got a 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb. I'd probably give it at least a 6.7 out of 10, maybe higher. It's a good one. Real fun sci-fi. And I will see you next time.
Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.
Do you ever have the problem I have with some movies? You start them and something doesn't feel right, so you turn your nose up and you stop watching, only later to keep thinking about it, ruminating about it. What was going to happen next? What was that one character? What were those about? What was this about? Oh, I want to go back and watch it, even though you were kind of recoiling at it at first. Well, that's what happened to me with this film, Resurrection, starring Rebecca Hall, who has done some top-notch stuff. The thing that sticks out most in my mind is her film with Joel Edgerton, and then a movie called Christine that she did, where she portrays a very disturbed news anchor. Christine is that movie, and then the Joel Edgerton movie, I can't remember the title, but they're stalked. I remember that. And Joel Edgerton is the stalker. It's just, he's a hateable character in that. She specialized in disturbed characters in a way. She's a good actor all around, but it's those disturbed characters that she really seems to fit. For me, anyway. No offense to her, but let's face it, I think I could play a disturbed person quite well myself. This film is a study in control, the way it flows to and fro, one to another in a relationship. This particular relationship is opaquely insane. It's hard to tell who is crazier, and more importantly, who was insane first. I'm not quite sure about that. Tim Roth plays her earlier love interest. He controlled her. I'll leave it at that. You'll have to see it to see what I mean. It's almost impossible to explain anyway, but as you know, I avoid spoilers here as much as possible. The film starts out 22 years after she left him, and she's set up in the big city with her college-age daughter, who's really worried about her mom. Like I said, it's a study in control. It can be seen as a metaphor of how we control others and how they control us. The power play goes back and forth through the latter half of the movie when her ex shows up and starts messing with her mind. I'm leaving out so much, but this is dark horror. This is weird horror. This is great horror. I give it a 10 out of 10. The details of the plot are sheer madness. You can look up spoilers if you want. There's plenty out there, but I recommend you don't. I did. I wish I hadn't. But I wish I had the guts to make it to the end, because it's... You'll see what I mean, I think, at the beginning. It's hard to get into, but... Oh, so worth it. Have faith in this horror film. If you like horror, and odd horror that's open to interpretation, you'll love this. It smacks of Birdman with Michael Keaton a few times for me, as the camera slowly panned in on Rebecca Hall's eyes, hollow and black. What is happening here? You can tell us all in the comments after you've seen it. I was blown away by this movie. It's so good. I went back to it after the first quarter had, you know, sort of turned me off, as I said. This also has one of the best penultimate acts I have ever seen. Let's just say it has to do with a second thing that you don't know is there. See it. It's on Shudder and Hulu. What a fucking ride. I will see you next time.